Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another mini-episode of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando. I bring you this podcast live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. Yes, it's a mini-episode, and I'm going to hope to get through this mini-episode, if it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, and hopefully not cough or sneeze. Yes, I have another cold, and it seems like just a few weeks ago I had a cold, and now I have another one, and I don't know, I'm getting really frustrated with this, so I think in the next couple weeks, I'm going to try to find out and get some answers as to why I constantly seem to get colds or sinus infections. I have an appointment to go speak to an allergy doctor, so hopefully this will be the last time I'm on this podcast talking about not feeling well. But all right, well, I asked for some folks. I took to the airwaves, so to speak. I took to Facebook and to Twitter and asked for you folks out there to send me questions, and I would happily answer them. I have a couple. I'm not going to lie. I was hoping that it would be a larger turnout than just two questions, but I'll answer those two questions. But I'm going to do that a little bit later on because I'd like to start off by talking a little bit about some pro wrestling news. I think this is the biggest and most heartbreaking story for me to report. So I'm going to start with that. Apparently, a few days ago, Vader took to Twitter to state that he has only 2 years left to live. Now, I was a big fan of Big Van Vader, or Vader as he was known later on in his career. Apparently, due to the fact that he has had congestive heart failure for his entire life, and the stress and the wear and tear in professional wrestling, as well as his time spent in the NFL, has severely led to even more issues with this congestive heart failure, and doctors told him that he has 2 years to live. And I'm really sad to hear that. I was a big mark for Vader. I thought that he was a really fascinating character, especially when he had the giant elephant-like mask thing that he would wear, shoulder pads mask thing. In fact, I have a story about the one time I got to see Vader. I think it was around 2003 or 2004, and I had heard that Vader was coming to an indie show in Lancaster, Ohio. I had talked to a friend of the podcast and friend of mine, DJ Joey Blaze, about going down to check out that show. And so we did. And the turnout was not very good. It was very, very small. Maybe 20 people. And one of the things that you may or may not know is that I'm a loud individual. I am sometimes an obnoxious individual. And so is DJ Joey Blaze. And I don't think he would dispute that. Alright? So he and I, being the marks that we are, on that night, decided that we would certainly mark out for the man known as Vader. So he came out to wrestle a handicap match against two gentlemen. And so DJ Joey Blaze and I started a chant. We started chanting, "Fuck 'em up, Vader, fuck 'em up. Fuck 'em up, Vader, fuck 'em up." As loudly as possible. Vader stood and heard us and turned to the side of the ring where we were at. And he yelled at us, and he said, "There are children here." At which point, Joey and I looked at each other and thought, you know, he's right. We shouldn't probably be using this type of language around children. And instantaneously, we broke out into another chant of, "We're sorry, Vader. We're sorry, Vader." Which he actually kind of smiled at, took a little chuckle, and then went on with the match. So that will be forever one of my favorite memories of watching independent professional wrestling. And I really hope that the doctor is wrong. I hope that Vader lives a very, very long time because he certainly deserves it. And that's all I got to say about that. So let's move on. Apparently, Shikara's video game got successfully crowdfunded. That's right. Shikara is trying to put together a video game. From what I understand, it'll be available at PS4 and a couple of other outlets, streaming outlets. They needed $25,000. They got that and some change to move on to the final part of this project. You know, you can go on YouTube and check out some of the alpha footage, they call it. like some of the preliminary footage, it looks like it would be a pretty cool game to play. It's got a little bit of that crazy wackiness that Shigara has in it, but it looks like it'd be a fun game to play. It looks like it's probably going to be one of those easy games to just pick up and learn, unlike maybe some of the other ones back in the 90s that were not so good, like, for example, ECW Hardcore Revolution. But so it'll be interesting to see when Shigara gets their video game put out there on the store shelves. I'm curious about how that's going to work for the talent that is featured in the video game. Is there some type of contract status now that Shigara is going to have to offer them or whatnot? Or how are royalties going to be handled? It's going to be very interesting. I'm curious to know how that all shakes out. But all right, and lastly, the last little bit of wrestling news here before I run down the two big WWE events that are going on this weekend. I'm going to talk about that. But last little bit of wrestling news. Apparently, Sin Cara still has got some heat for his fight that occurred on the European tour with Y2J. Sources are saying that Sin Cara can no longer dress or prepare for his matches in the dressing room with the rest of the WWE superstars, and that he's been forced to use the extras dressing room. So, I don't know. I didn't think that... I don't know. I figured that after you threw some fisticuffs that maybe that would be the end of the issue, but apparently not. So, it'll have to remain to be seen what the fallout will be between Sin Cara and Y2J. But, all right, let's talk about the two big events that are going on for the WWE this weekend. Of course, you got the big NXT show that's going to happen Saturday the 19th in Toronto, NXT TakeOver Toronto. And so far there are five matches scheduled. There's rumored to be a sixth match, but at this particular point, there's been no confirmation on it. It would be a six-woman tag team match. So I'm just going to kind of leave that one off the card right now. But we have the five matches that have been signed. We have Asuka versus Mickey James for the NXT Women's Championship. And that's awesome that Mickey James is returning after spending some time in TNA and obviously spending some time on the indies here in the last few months or whatnot. So that'll be for the title. It'll be interesting to see how those two mesh in the ring. Bobby Roode will be taking on Ty Dillinger, which I'm sure that'll be a pretty darn good match as well. We have the finals of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. Paul Ellering is going to be suspended above the ring inside the cage as his men, the Authors of Pain, take on TM61. Nick Miller and Shane Thorne. Of course, I believe that is the new name from Pro Wrestling Noah's tag team of the Mighty Don't Kneel. So, Nichols and Haste, of course. And we also have, of course, the NXT Tag Team Championship will be on the line. Two out of three falls. The Revival taking on DIY, Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso Ciampa, which I think this match could steal the show. I'm going to be very honest. I'm going to go on record. I think that their match at the previous NXT TakeOver was really good. It was very, very good. I think this is going to be the one that will steal the show. And, of course, the main event is for the NXT Championship. Nakamura defends against Samoa Joe. I think that overall this could be a very good NXT show. I know the last time that they had one, I kind of said it was okay. It was mediocre. It wasn't as good as some of the other TakeOver shows. So hopefully everybody steps up and we see one phenomenal NXT TakeOver event. Then that leads us into Sunday when the WWE presents the Survivor Series. We have three traditional Survivor Series tag team elimination matches. Team Raw of Owens, Jericho, Reigns, Strowman, and Rollins against Team SmackDown of Styles, Ambrose, Wyatt, Orton, and Shane McMahon. I think that this could go one of two ways. I think it's either going to be a really good Survivor Series match or a really bad one. And I say it'll be really bad if Shane McMahon goes in there and cleans house and eliminates a bunch of people. I just believe that is somewhat unbelievable. I can't wrap my mind around it. But what I think is going to happen is I think someone is going to defect. I think someone is going to defect and lead their respective team to lose, and then they'll jump ship. I'm thinking this. I think either Wyatt or Strowman, one of them costs their team the victory, and then they'll be bounced to the opposite brand. And I say that only because I really think that Strowman needs to be with somebody. Whether that's Bray Wyatt or not, I think the logical fit would be to put those two back together. But Strowman, I just don't see him standing out on his own, so I think something goes on there. That's just my thoughts right there. Of course, the ladies have a 5-on-5 Survivor Series elimination match. Charlotte, Bayley, Nia Jax, Alicia Fox, and Sasha Banks. They're going to do battle with Nikki Bella, Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Carmella, and Naomi. I think for this one, I'm going to throw it out there. I think Team Raw wins on that behalf. In the final Survivor Series elimination match is the 10-on-10 tag team match. Excuse me, I almost coughed there. Again, I'm trying to get through this without coughing. Team Raw, of course, The New Day, Sheamus and Cesaro, Gallows and Anderson, Enzo and Cass, and the Shining Stars taking on Team SmackDown, Slater and Rhino, the Hype Bros, America Alpha, the Usos, and Breezango. This one, I gotta say, is pretty close. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that I think Team Raw wins on that one. And then we have three singles matches. We have the Brian Kendrick taking on Kalisto. If Kalisto wins, if he wins the Cruiserweight Championship, and also the Cruiserweight division goes to SmackDown. That one, I really got to say that I think that they do not switch. I'm going to say that I think Brian Kendrick retains. That's my prediction on that one. And we have The Miz taking on Sami Zayn, where if Zayn wins the Intercontinental Championship, which is on the line, will go to Raw. I think that they keep Miz as the champion. That's my prediction. I think that right now he is as hot as he has been recently, thanks partly due to his wife. And then lastly, Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. That's, of course, the big main event. I'm going to be honest. I'm not 100% thrilled about this rematch. Of course, those two wrestled at WrestleMania 20, and it was not very good. So, overall, I got to say, I'm not real interested in that match. In fact, I mean, I think they got to put Lesnar over because I don't think Goldberg's sticking around. And I think that they've built Lesnar to be the giant beast that he is. So, I got to feel that they got to put him over. So, well, there you go. Some wrestling news, my predictions for the two big events, NXT and Survivor Series. So let's talk about the two questions that I got. The if you want to call it Ask Me Anything, even though I'm sure that that's a copyrighted phrase from Reddit. But here we go. The first question I had was not sent to me via email, Facebook, or Twitter, but was texted to me just about an hour ago. But anyways, it's my buddy Scott, which I'll field the question. He didn't get a chance to tweet it. He does not have Facebook, so he decided to text it. But that's okay. I'll take it. All right. His question was, John, what is your thoughts about the Steven Stamkos injury? Well, first of all, this is going to be a hockey conversation, so to speak, because Steven Stamkos is, of course, the captain and the franchise for the Tampa Bay Lightning. He missed a great deal of time last year with injuries. He is out indefinitely with a meniscus tear. They are talking possibly 3 to 4 months out. Okay, so here's my thoughts on that particular question. I think the Tampa Bay Lightning will still be a pretty strong team in the East. I think that they still will be a contender, although I don't think that they can go as deep in the playoffs without Stamkos there. I think that they have a great collection of talent. They are solid from their forward lines to their defense to their goaltending. I think maybe the fourth line of forwards might be a little weak, but definitely they need Stamkos back. I would say it right here, right now. I think if Stamkos had played all of the playoffs in all of that series with the Penguins, the outcome might have been a little different. I mean, he's that much of a beast. He's that much of a horse, a workhorse. He didn't leave Tampa this summer when he could have. So I think Tampa's going to be okay, but I don't see them going far in the playoffs without Steven Stamkos, and especially if other injuries happen. So I think that Tampa, the Penguins, I think Edmonton, I think Chicago, I think San Jose, I think those are the five teams, if you will, that have a real shot at getting to the finals in the Stanley Cup. That's right, I said Edmonton. I think Edmonton can do it behind Connor McDavid. But so there you go, that's one question answered. And here we go, I'm going to end with this question, which was posted on the PVDcast Facebook page. Good friend and guest to the PVDcast, Stephen Hines, asked this question. Who would win any professional wrestling match between Stephen Hines, and Terry W. Irvin II. I gotta be honest. I really put forth a lot of thought about this today. On one hand, I think Stephen Hines would be the type of guy that would bend the rules a little bit. Yeah, I could see him maybe choking Terry. I could see him maybe using a foreign object. Could. But I also think that Terry's got that element of surprise on you, because you kind of would look at him and go, well, what's this guy going to do? And before you know it, he'd grab you in a hold, and then you'd be tapping on the mat, or maybe your shoulders would be down on the mat. With that being said, I'm not going to take a cheap way out. No, I'm not going to say it would be a draw or a disqualification or a count. No. I'm going to say right here, right now, I would say Terry W. Irvin II would be victorious in that match, just based on that surprise factor. So there you go. Hopefully Steven won't be mad at me and won't talk to me anymore, but all right. All right, well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's get on into it. It's, oh my goodness, it's almost up to about 16 minutes here, so I want to wrap this bad boy up and keep it a true mini episode. So with that, let's get on into Orlando State. I can't believe I actually did that without coughing up a lung. But anyways, this is the part of the podcast where I tell you about something that I think is cool, something that I think is awesome, something I think you should check out. And it's a comic book. I actually started reading the collection the other day because I was curious about it, and somebody loaned it to me at work. I have been reading Darth Vader, the new Marvel adaptation, I guess you could say. I don't know. Adaptation is not the right word. I'd say the new Marvel version of Darth Vader, written by Kieran Gillen and art done by Salvador Larroca. And I got to say, I'm a big fan. I read the first trade, the first collection, which captures issues 1 through 6. I was curious when Marvel started putting these books out. I was curious to check them out. And I got to be honest, really great story. So hats off to that creative team of Gillen and Larroca. They've done a great job. The story is interesting. The art is pretty on point. And, you know, look. With Rogue One coming out, if you're interested in Star Wars, or you've never been interested in Star Wars and you want to jump on, I would certainly recommend that you pick this up. That's Darth Vader from Marvel Comics. And that's my fave for this mini episode. So, all right, let's get on into it. Where you can get in touch with me. You can obviously shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can tweet me at PVDMVP. Don't forget to check out, please, the Facebook page for the PVDcast. That is facebook.com/PVDcast. And you have 5 different ways to get your hands on this podcast. Through iTunes, through Stitcher Radio, through SoundCloud, through Google Play, and, of course, my personal website, PVDcast.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a little bit of time off because next week is Thanksgiving. I hope that you all have a very safe Thanksgiving. I hope you have a pleasant one. I hope you spend plenty of time with friends and family. And don't eat too much turkey. And be careful out there if you're shopping on Black Friday as well. But anyways, with that being said, I'm going to close up shop. So I thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later.